morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful morning here at my house in Kennebunk, Maine. And we've been talking a lot about putting the garden to bed and preparing for the fall and winter season. But did you know that there's an old method that is really getting more and more popular now for those of you that are gardeners, and to save the beautiful vegetables, the fruits, and the berries that we've grown all year. And, you know, traditionally most of us have canned them, and so that we have fresh vegetables, fruits, and berries during the winter. But do you ever think about drying all of your work? Well, to tell you a little bit about drying this morning, we have invited Shauna Verkade. She is the president and CEO of Excalibur. And Excalibur is the premier drying machine on the market today. So we thought we would give you some information. So maybe something that you would like to try. And there's many, many uses with a dehydrator. Shauna, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How is everything in California with you this morning?
Actually, California, we have a rainstorm coming through, so it's good for us because we need the rain. It's kind of our first big one of the season, so the last few days it's been stormy and rainy here, and I'm in Sacramento, California.
Okay. Now, tell us about Excalibur. How long have you been in business, and why did you start a company like Excalibur?
Well, Excalibur has been in business since 1973. I'm proud to say we're a U.S.-made product. There's not many U.S. manufacturers left here. So, you know, we're really proud to say that we do everything we can to kind of keep everything, you know, in the United States, buy from suppliers here and things like that, and promote businesses around us. Actually, my parents started the business, way back and when I was a child, because we were really big organic gardeners at that time, and we had a lot of fruits and vegetables that were, you know, we could give away so much, but we still had stuff left over that we wanted to preserve for, you know, out of season, or also do food storage for emergency preparedness. So my father designed it, a dehydrator. And from then on, we've been going strong.
Now, what is the benefit of drying all of your produce? You know, things like, apples and peaches and pears, and then in the vegetable garden, you can dry green peppers and green beans and things like that. How does it benefit you with dried produce rather than something that's being canned?
Well, one thing, as we know, canning takes a lot of time and also space. You know, after you dehydrated, what you can do is things condense out down into smaller amounts, so you can preserve and keep more foods dehydrated in a smaller amount of space. You don't have to take up as much time in your kitchen with, like you do with canning, and having to, you know, preserve all the jars and things like that. Also, you have more nutrients that are saved through the dehydration process. Very few nutrients are lost. Basically, when you're dehydrating, you take your fruits or vegetables and you kind of, you're just removing the moisture. So All of the vitamins are still retained that you do lose when you are canning. So that is also a big benefit. And again, like I said, the storage is a big benefit. So you can, if you don't have a lot of place, for storage in your home, you can dry a lot of your excess fruits and vegetables and keep them and pack them into a smaller container and or storage space.
So once you've dried, let's say green beans, for example, which I love, dried green beans. Once you have dried them, how long can you keep them in that state?
Well, basically for storage, you have about four culprits that will have problems with you if you do not kind of take preventative measures. One would be obviously insects getting to them. Two would be sunlight, because any sunlight that's going to hit your canned fruits or your dried fruits and vegetables will start bleaching like vitamin C and things out of it. And then the other one is how much moisture you have in the foods. So you can actually keep dehydrated foods for years upon years. A lot of people do long-term food storage, and they also do emergency preparedness foods or backpacking meals. And those are, they store them for a long period of time. You just want to make sure you're storing it in a container that is, like I do in vacuum sealed containers, so that when I open it up and I'm going to use some, like you're saying, green beans, for like a soup or in my salad. And then when I put, when I put it back on, I just vacuum the moisture back out and, any air that got into the can. Because, dehydrated foods are dried foods, so if you open those up, and just leave them out, they can absorb any moisture that you have in the air. So that would be something that you would want to make sure if you have long-term storage. So general practice, I kind of dry all my stuff from my harvest, and I try to use it throughout the season, throughout the year, and then have it ready for when my next harvest comes. I'm pretty much have gone through most of my food storage. So that's about a year or two. So like I said, I do have long-term storage, which I take a little more preparation and making sure it's covered, really sealed well. And, I have things in my cupboard from 5-6 years ago. So it really depends if you want to do long-term, you want to just take a little extra care and making sure that you're not having sunlight, and moisture in your bags.
Is it something that's easy to do? I mean, for somebody that's never dried food before, is it something that they can do relatively easy, or is there going to be a lot of trial and error?
Well, dehydration is very easy. Basically, you're going to pick your, the fruits or vegetables that you're going to do, or a lot of people do jerkies, meats, and basically you obviously would wash them. You're just going to slice them. The big thing is you want to make sure in dehydration that you slice things evenly, because if something's the thicker it is, it's going to take longer to dry, or the thinner, of course, it's going to be quicker to dry. So you didn't want like all different size, say if you're doing peaches, you don't want really thick ones and thin ones and thick ones, because it's going to dry at different temperatures. So if you just use a good slicer, which I use, and just slice everything uniformly, then you just lay it on the tray, put it in the dehydrator, set your temperature for the fruit or vegetables you're doing, and you let it dry, and that's basically it. The trial and error that comes in is everyone likes things a little differently. Like in my household, say my husband, he likes fruits and vegetables to be a little more chewy, and I like them really crispy, almost like an apple chip. So what will happen is we'll take some out a little earlier that still has a little bit of moisture in it, and it's really kind of chewy, and then we'll let, maybe half the batch keep on drying so it's more crispy. So that's kind of your trial and error, but that's kind of fun. You figure out what you like to do and how much you like your, apples to be dried. And you may like them dried at 6 hours. Someone may like it dried at 8 hours. But once you've done that, you just kind of mark that down, and then you know. But it's really pretty easy. It's just wash, slice, and let it dry.
It's as simple as that. Tell us some of the vegetables that we may not think about drying.
Well, you know, a lot of people think about tomatoes, especially if you're an avid gardener. You know that tons of tomatoes come on at one time. You can only give away so many or, you know, make so much into marinara or something like that. But I love dehydrating tomatoes because there's so many uses for it. And then you can store it in such a small space. What I do is I cut my tomatoes really thin. I dry them so they're really, really crispy. And then I just throw them into a blender and I turn it into a tomato powder. And so you can take bushels of tomatoes and blend them down into just some small jars of powder. And so it helps you on your storage. And then throughout the year, all I do is pull out my tomato powder and I throw it in for like soup mixes. I use it to add some water to it, and I have tomato juice. I just add a little bit of water, and you can have tomato paste. So it really kind of helps do a whole bunch of stuff that people don't normally think about powdering down the vegetables.
Wow, that's incredible. And the website, what is the name of the website?
Well, it's www.drying123.com. So that's www.drying123.com.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Peter from New Hampshire, who has a question, Seacoast, New Hampshire, who has a question about a Japanese elm hedge.
Okay. Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. And yourself, Peter?
I'm doing well. I do have a couple of questions for you, and one is about the Japanese elm hedge. Just a quick bit of background. We have probably like between 200 and 250 feet of hedge on either side of our house. Japanese elm hedge, I think, is what it is. And it was about 4 feet tall, and this spring we trimmed it back to about a foot to a foot and a half. And, of course, this summer we got some new growth out of it, and I'm kind of asking this question just kind of after the fact, I guess, because a few days ago, actually on Friday, we trimmed it again a little bit. We took a few inches of that new growth off, and after it was done, I got to thinking about it, I'm wondering if I made a mistake, because what I'm wondering is, where it's so late, here it is, you know, mid to late October, I was wondering, will those tips, everything that we trimmed, will those tips seal up in time for the winter? Or is it going to, you know, are they going to be exposed to the elements and to the wind? And is it going to dry out similar to what a rose bush would do? So I'm a little concerned about that and wondering if, you know, if we made a big mistake by trimming those bushes again. And the second quick question is, we have an aster. We bought a, you know, perennial aster. It's a couple months ago. It's still sitting in the pot, and wondering if it's too late to plant that.
Okay, on your perennial aster, it's not too late to plant them. Perennial asters are a lot hardier than the beautiful mums that you buy at the nurseries at the same time as you would buy the perennial aster. But what I would do is I would get it in the ground today, put some compost, you know, really plant it correctly, give it a good drink of water when you're done. And then when the foliage turns brown, cut it right to the ground, maybe, you know, like 1 inch from the ground, and then cover the aster root system with a couple of inches of either bark mulch, compost, or even pine needles. Just go into a wooded area, rake up some pine needles, and put a 2-inch covering. And that will hold the heat in the ground for a week or two longer, giving it more of a chance to get caught. It will prevent it from heaving during the winter months and give it some protection from the weather above. So you should be okay with that. If the garden that you're going to choose is really wide open, there's a lot of wind there, then when it gets brown, instead of planting it now, keep it in the pot, enjoy the flowers, enjoy the foliage. When it dies back, put it in your garage, on the floor, you know, away from the normal traffic so that you're not stepping on it or kicking it out of the way. So underneath a tool chest or someplace like that. But it wants to stay cold. And before you put it in the garage, give it a good drink of water. That will really help it. That way it's got a belly full of moisture, and if it needs water, it will have it. Now, on your hedge, major prunings should never be done in the fall, because in the fall, the energy that's in the foliage, instead of staying in the leaves, moves down and is stored in the roots of the plant. So as far as the plant being able to produce a scab to seal itself for the winter, everything is moving down. And that's why the leaves change color. The green, that the chlorophyll that's in the foliage, is leaving the leaf and being stored in the root system for the winter. And what remains is not green, because the chlorophyll is green. So it's turning yellow and orange and red, which makes it beautiful. What I would do, it's what you have is a very strong plant, but you may have a little bit of tip dieback, an inch, maybe two. Get some wilt proof or wilt stop. Give them a nice application of that where you made the cut, and you should be okay.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wilt Stop this winter. Wilt Stop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wilt Stop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wilt Stop.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of heartdrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. If you're raking leaves and you're using those paper bags, consider the Leaf Mate. I want you to check out this website, www.leafmate.com. It's a canvas cylinder, funnel-shaped on top, so that you just slide it into the bags as you put your leaves in. It protects the bag from breaking. Because it's funnel shape, you can fill the bag a lot easier. You can rake into the bag a lot easier. And it's something that's available and really inexpensive. So check out the website, leafmate.com, leafmate.com, and you can find it at a lot of garden centers. It will cut your raking time in half. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Joe from Harwich, Massachusetts, who has a question about begonias.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. This morning, the main theme seems to be wintering over of plants. Begonias, can they be wintered over the same as the instructions you gave for chrysanthemums?
It's going to depend on what type of begonia you have, Joe. Now, there are begonias that are bulbs, and there are begonias that are grown by cutting or by seed. So if it is the seed type or the one that's grown by cuttings, those can be brought into the house, and it will flower for you during the winter, most of that season. The tuberous begonia, and you can tell, just take your index finger, push it into the ground, and feel around. The bulb itself is going to be 2
to 3 inches in diameter, kind of a pancake shape to it. But the tuberous has to be dug up after we've had a frost and then stored in your basement and stored the same way we've talked about dahlias and cannas and things like that. But the ones that are grown by cutting, those are called, well, there's some many, many varieties, but one of them is German and is called a Rieger or a Rieger begonia. Those will bloom in a sunny window all winter long. The ones that you bought in like a six pack with marigolds and your patience and things like that, those are called fibrous rooted begonias. Those can be dug and cleaned up and brought inside, and they'll flower off and on all winter also. But the one that is a bulb is called a tuberous begonia. And those, you know, make sure that that's what you have. Those need to rest during the winter. They cannot bloom nonstop. They need a time period where, just like you, they sit back, they relax, and they prepare for the following year. So put your finger into the soil, dig around, and if you feel a solid object, like a pancake, but about an inch in height, 2 inches, 3 inches in diameter, these are tubers, and they need to be stored indoors for the winter. Thank you. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Irene from Cape Cod, who has a question about mums.
Irene, good morning. Good morning, Irene. Irene, are you there? Okay, John.
Okay, let's go to Kathy from Brewster, Mass., who has a question about Amanda Villa.
Good morning, Kathy. How can we help you with your Amanda Villa?
Hi, I have a couple of mandevilla plants in pots on my deck. Can I bring them inside and keep them for the winter and have them, you know, put them out again next season and have them flower? Or?
Oh, sure. Mandevilla, and there's a one that's similar, has a smaller bloom called Diplodemia. Both of those are... They're like tropical vines. They're a plant that if you lived in Florida, if you lived in Texas, that they would survive the winter there. But in New England, the Diplodemia or the Mandevilla has to come into the house, and you need to bring it in now, if you already haven't. Put it in a south-facing window where it's going to get as much sun as possible. And it should bloom for you in your house well beyond Christmas. Once the days get really, really short, it will have difficulty in making the amount of energy that it needs to make the blooms, but you still have nice foliage. Cut it back a little bit when the blooming period finishes and take care of it like any other houseplant. Okay, now in late March, early April, I would repot it to a larger container to give it some room for future growth. You would use a good potting soil and then fertilize it with something like Osmocote. And that way, every time you water, the plant will get fed. It will produce a lot of new growth, and then as your days get longer, in mid-May, early June, then the blooms will come back for you. But during from Christmas to May, you really won't get any flowers. You may get one or two, but the days are so short, the plant doesn't have the time to give you the blooms that it could be making. So cut it back after Christmas, repot it in the spring, feed it, and then you can put it back outside when the sort of frost is over, and it'll bloom for you all over again next season. No problem at all. Don, who is next?
We had Irene call back in, and she has a question about mums.
Okay. Irene, good morning.
Now, can you hear me?
I can hear you nice and clear.
Okay. Well, the first time I was talking to you, but you couldn't hear me. Okay. My problem is I have two beds of field-grown hardy mums, and I've had them about 10 years, believe it or not. But anyway, originally they were the natural mums, you know, the full ones. And over the years, what has evolved through many years is they're now single-petaled mums. And do bees cross-pollinate mums?
What has happened with your mums, it has reverted back to the original because the mum that you bought was probably a hybrid. And over time, it has changed back to its own original roots. And what happened is the mum plant, if you didn't cut the flower when it went by, made seed. The seed that fell germinated, and the seed that made would not be the same as the flower that was on the plant, because the flower on the plant is a hybrid. When the seed is made, you're getting seed from the mother, seed from the father, and the one that is the strongest, the most vigorous, is going to win out in redeveloping that plant. So over the course of years, some of the mother plants have reseeded. Some of the father plants have reseeded. They have been growing together, and the stronger one is what's coming out now, which is the original plant before it was hybridized. And they were grown for a certain reason. For you to have hardy mums last, you said, 10 years, how many of you listening out there have had mums that last more than 1 or 2 years? They've been hybridized so much for unique colors, unique flowers, that we've lost all of the hardiness. So you have one of the old-fashioned ones, and it's reverted back to an even older, old-fashioned type of mum. So if you have any branches that produce the flowers that you really like, the ones that are double, what I would suggest that you do is take some cuttings of that branch and root those, and that way you can continue to have single, which is the original one, and the double, which is the hybrid. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. John, who is up next?
Up next, we have Bob from Massachusetts, who has a question about a tomato plant.
Bob, good morning.
Good morning,
hi, Bob.
Oh, I really enjoy your show. Should I
Thank
cut
you.
My radio off?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll do that right now.
Okay.
It's about a fungal tomato plant. All right. Which I purchased at the local nursery. And I usually have a big garden, but this year I was unavailable to put a big garden in. However, I did put a sun gold tomato plant in my little whiskey barrel mama pot, right?
Mm-hmm.
You there?
Yes, go ahead.
And I think it's like a twig when I put it in, right? 2 months later, it's like 8 feet in diameter. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I may have a green thumb, but this is like a phenomenal. Now, should I save those seeds and maybe plant those again? Is this what plants some plants do, or what?
Well, it all depends. What I would do is I would save some of those tomatoes, and what you want to do is you want to cut them open and squeeze out the seed, put the seed on some paper towel, and then pat them down very, very well to get all of the moisture off of the seeds and save them. Some of the seeds will be an exact copy of what you planted this year. Some of the seeds will look like the mother. Some will look like the father. And you'd have no idea what you're going to get. Now, most of the tomatoes that we have in the gardens today are all hybrids. There are some of the common old-fashioned varieties, what they call heirloom. And you may have some of the seeds that are of heirloom quality. You won't know. So choose some of the bigger fruit, select a whole bunch of seed, and then when you plant them, just watch them develop. Some are going to grow shorter, some are going to grow taller, some are going to be more aggressive, and then you can select the ones that you want for your garden. But who knows what you're going to get? You may even get some with a totally different shape to the fruit.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic. After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. John, who's up next?
Up next, we have Joe from Rhode Island, who has a question about mold and a question about peppers.
Okay. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Paul, I wasn't able to get through last week, but 2 weeks ago you were talking about a product that I'm very interested in, and I can't seem to find it in the garden shop here. Capsan, or I'm not pronouncing it correctly, I'm sure, but it was for controlling mold in my basement.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I might add that you mentioned something several months ago, almost a year ago, about a new product coming out, and I haven't heard you talk about that yet. And just to get my second question in also, I've had great luck with red peppers this year, and I still have about 6 or 8 good-sized green peppers on the vine, and they haven't turned red yet. I don't know if they're going to turn red because of the temperature and all that and possible frost, but I wonder if I can take them off like tomatoes and wrap them in newspaper, if that would redden them up a little quicker.
On peppers, unfortunately, you can't, but I'll tell you, my dad, when he was alive, he would always, if he had some peppers that were like that, he would actually dig up one of his green pepper plants, put him in like a 12-inch or a 14-inch container, and he'd bring it into the house and put it near the back door, which faced south all day, and he would pick green peppers till beyond Christmas and then take care of it and do a little bit of pollination when it came in bloom with a little paintbrush, and he would have peppers all winter long, replanted into the garden in the spring, and when everybody had peppers that only grew a couple of feet tall, he would have one that would be over 4 foot. So he kept them from year to year. So you could do that. But they will not ripen like tomatoes. So what you could do is, I mean, the weather for this coming week is supposed to be nice. What I would do is just get into the routine, watch the news at 6 o'clock, and if the weatherman is calling for a frost, cover the plant. And that will give it some additional time to give you the nice, sweet flavor of a red pepper. And sometimes, you know, it may only take a week or two of additional growing time to make those changes possible. So I would do that. Either dig it, bring it in the house, or cover it every single night just to keep it, to extend the time of it blooming. And the product is called Cap Tan. C-A-P-T-A-N. Cap Tan. Feed and grain stores, Agways, larger garden centers do carry it. And all I would do is to open up the basement windows, open up the bulkhead door, get a paper mask to put in my nose and mouth, and put it in a pump can that you would build pressure. Put a fine mist on all the walls in the basement. Then I would do the floor, walking my way out the bulkhead. Before I did that, I would set up a fan or two in my basement so that when I was finished, I could turn on the fan to help circulate the air so that the product could dry faster. Walk out the door, let it sit for an hour or so, and by then it's dried. And I'll tell you, it made a big difference. You didn't have that smell in the basement. And my wife, who was allergic to mold and mildew, she has not had a shot since we started doing this. So it's C-A-P-T-A-N, Captan. It's the original, probably the oldest fungicide on the market today. And Captan is used on bumpers of your car, patio furniture, so that the plastic will not produce a mold while it's on your car or as patio furniture. So it's a very safe product. 5 teaspoons per gallon of water and a fine mist, and you're ready to go. Have a great week, everybody. Get out in the yard, plant some spring flowering bulbs, clean the gardens, and if you haven't had a frost, pick your tomatoes, peppers, and enjoy. Don, thanks for all your help today. Bye-bye, everybody.